One of the observances in this Lenten season is fasting. And the moment we hear fasting, we always consider denying ourselves of food. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us reflect now on what fasting really is. Because if we look at it merely as an external observance, again, reminding ourselves of the need for us to do it simply for others to see, then we will, like the disciples of John, ask, why do we fast while others do not? Why do we sacrifice? Why to compare ourselves with others? And in comparing, at times we look at ourselves as higher than others. Nakakataas, mas banal, mas magaling. We are better than others because we fast. And so, let us always remember that fasting is not merely an observance to be followed. That's why in our first reading, coming from the book of the prophet Isaiah, a good reminder for us that the fasting that God wished for us is freedom. Releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke. And so how can we connect the two? Freedom and fasting from food. We might have experience or in our life then that eating becomes necessary for us. The time will come we can say, I cannot survive without food. And that is true. But later on, our focus is no more about living, no more about surviving. It simply becomes for the food. And so therefore, fasting helps us to see that actually we can survive even without food. Fasting is different from starving. Fasting is allowing ourselves, denying ourselves, so that we can appreciate more the more valuable things in our lives. Pansinin po ninyo, kapag tayo po ay kumakain, when we are eating in our community or even in our families, at times when we are to focus on the food or to just fill our stomach, then we just eat and eat. I don't bother about my companions. I don't bother about my family members. I don't care. I don't talk to them anymore. And so because we are to focus on the food and that necessity, then we forget to appreciate the presence of our brothers, our family members eating with us. And so, going back to our gospel, the response of Jesus to the disciples of John asking him, why do we fast and your disciples do not? He simply said, because I am here. How can they fast when I am with them? And for us, yes, We fast with our food, but let us always appreciate the presence and the gift of Jesus. And so we ask the grace of the Holy Spirit so that in our fasting, in our Lenten journey, we will have a contrite and humble heart so that God will always listen to us. Amen.